views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. That's me. And Sky Siegel.
That's me.
Happy New
What's
Year.
What's wrong with your head?
Happy New Year, everybody. Just throw that in for another little zitsy. And what we're talking about today is really important. It's a time when the new year comes where you want to reflect. And you want to do the best for yourself. And you want to come up with new things. Like everybody says, oh, it's a new year. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And those are the everyday common things that we
You have to feel it. Their seed has to be planted in your brain.
Yes.
For you to want it that bad enough.
Right. But my point is this. Let's look out of the box. Let's go out of the box. And let's get to your most biggest I'd like to change. And see how that goes.
What would be good also, you know, as I'm listening to you, Sky, I think what would be a great idea also if people went to a hypnotist.
Yes, I'm
to help that. To help them try to rewire their brains, because it's a mindset.
It is.
It's a mindset, and you have to be determined, and you have to be able to come over all the obstacles and all the excuses why you can't, why you shouldn't, or I got delayed, and there's all this procrastination bull crap. So, you know, when you go to somebody who is a reputable hypnotist, you know, they'll help you overcome your blocks.
True. We are our worst enemies, believe it or not. Because, you know, Creator, when you say something and goes into the universe, like I said, comes right back to you. But if you're afraid and you show that fear or your uncertainties, those uncertainties are going to follow you. So, you know, you may be a little skeptical at first, but once you set small goals and you see that they work, then you become confident in yourself and confident in the Holy Spirit and knowing that the universe is listening at all times.
Just to shift gears a little bit, as far as also to change your energy, it would be extremely beneficial to start hanging out with people or situations that are very uplifting, people that you find funny, you know, allowing yourself to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Besides laughing at other people.
It's the best medicine.
It is. Laughter is the best medicine. And when your spirits are up, you know, literally a lot could happen. You start to feel better. You know, when you go to visit people at the hospital, also, it's very important that you don't go down to their level giving them pity, but it's you're there to lift up their spirits.
Yes.
So if you could, you know, maybe bring them a really good book that they could enjoy reading or sharing some jokes or funny stories.
Just being there.
Just being there.
It doesn't really matter what you do.
Yeah, but to bring up their spirits, like when I go to bed, laughter is so important that I need to see Seinfeld, King of Queens, or Two and a Half Men before I go to sleep,
yeah.
Or The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I need a good laugh before I go to bed. And I love watching comedies. And this was really funny. I told you this before. I went to see Star Wars with my brother, and him and I are not like big Star Wars people, but
they're
you know,
buffs.
Yeah. But my brother said, "Hey, you want to go grab a bite and then we'll go see Star Wars?" And I said, "Fine." So here's all this shooting and, you know, laser stuff and fights going on. And there was a moment of time where there was like this sentimental scene between this girl and this guy. And I looked over at my brother and I said, "I didn't know you were bringing me to a chick flick."
And, I bet you appreciated that. Yeah. He's a sweetheart. He really is a sweetheart. They all come. He comes from such great brothers, really.
Yeah, I was very blessed. I really was.
Yeah,
and
your mom put a lot of effort. I can see that.
She did. She really did. And my brother Marty and I, I'm looking forward to it. The January 15th to the 25th, him and I are going to be in California.
So lucky.
So, and it's great because I was going to go by myself. And my purpose of this was just to visit friends and family because we have a bunch of friends and family on the West Coast. And, you know, we're in New Jersey. So while I was doing a party, one of my psychic parties, my brother texts me. He goes, "FYI, I'm going with you to California."
That's
and
nice.
I said, "Oh, that's so cool."
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that so it'll be great so to cool. Share that those good times with. So we're going to fly into L.A.
Beautiful.
And we're going to hang out there and visit some friends and family while we're there. And then we're driving. We rent you a car. We're driving down to San Diego. And we're going to be visiting some family down there,
nice.
My brother's in-laws. And then we're going to drive all the way up the coast to California. And we are going to visit more family in San Francisco and Napa Valley.
Nice. So, I love Napa Valley.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. My niece is in Napa Valley. That's where she lives.
Very cool.
So, yeah, so it's going to be a fun, fun time. And I just can't wait. I can't wait. And
I'm sure that's a fun trip.
You know, in my family, it just the way our sense of humor is that it's very hard to finish a sentence without somebody in my family interrupting you to say something funny about whatever it is you're talking about. They always got to comment on something.
No wonder why we get together, Ralph.
So, I mean, always have to comment on something, something clever, something witty, something funny. Oh, another thing I want to do, I want to take a drive out to Ohio, to Cleveland. I want to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I want to go there for the weekend. You want to go?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Like I want to hang out.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll go out.
I'd
yeah.
love it.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
I would love it. Absolutely love it. And I need to get away, actually. So when you come back.
When I come back. Yes. And if it's not snowing like a mother.
I need to snow a lot out there, too. We have to watch their weather.
Yeah. So in February or March.
Do me a favor. When you're in California, can you take some videos? Even if it's you and the guys hanging around. So
yeah.
I can get a feel of what it looks like.
Oh, you've never been to California?
No.
Wow. Yeah, if you
my dream.
Yeah, if you physically have gone there, you're not going to want to come back to the East.
Well, that's my problem right
now. Yeah, that's definitely an issue there.
If you could just take some videos, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My brother's great at pictures and videos. My brother is fantastic.
Yeah?
He's a Chinaman, Jewish style.
I love it.
You know?
Oh, my God, I love it. You know something? I have this inner feeling, it's in the core of my soul, that I belong in California. It is. And this is not recent.
Right.
This is since I can remember.
Right.
And I know I'm going to end up here. I just
from
know.
Your mouth to God's ears, it's we shall true. End up in California with our we own are. National television show.
Yes, we are. Absolutely are. But I know I'm going to end up there. And I want you to also know something, which is like on the total opposite spectrum, I'm petrified of earthquakes. However,
not the place to be.
Right. However, I am going to tuck that away in a little box and I'm going to file it. And I am not going to let that get interfering with anything I want to do there or being there or living there.
Right. Well, thank God they've been getting rain out in California.
Yeah, I heard the mudslides that happened.
So they definitely need the rain.
Yeah.
So I'm always happy when I hear California getting rain, even though it's with mudslides, but still, you know, you need water to survive, you know? So, hey, listen, you take the good with the bad, you know?
Yes.
But I think it's amazing how the, Farmer's Almanac is so accurate.
Is it?
Yeah. Farmer's Almanac is so accurate as far as when it predicts weather for different parts of the country. Are they 100%? No, but they're right a lot more times than they're wrong.
Yes.
And I think that's amazing. That's like a Nostradamus type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know how many brides set their weddings according to the Farmer's Almanac? Because who the heck wants to get married in the rain?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What's the matter? When you were a little girl, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was a little girl, I remember fearing that it was going to rain on my wedding.
My wedding day.
Let me tell you something. When I got married the second time, it monsooned.
Are you serious?
It monsooned. It poured like there was no tomorrow, like all the floodgates. It didn't just rain. It came down literally in buckets. We were supposed to get married outdoors.
Oh, no.
God, if that wasn't a sign.
All right.
Talk about having a sense of humor.
Wow.
But the theme of our wedding was called Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So I said to everybody, to get the rainbow, you had to deal with some rain. So that was all a part of it. But
cute.
We ended up, hey, listen, we took lemons and made lemonades, and we ended up making the best of it. Didn't turn out to be so bad after all. All right, everybody. Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break, so don't go away.
Don't go away.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And
course,
just wanted everyone to know that if you wanted to get a free reading from us, give us a call at 800 930 2819. And if you want a personal reading from Sky, she does private readings over the phone or in person. We're in New Jersey, and also does parties. And her number is 908-500-1474. And I myself also do private readings over the phone or in person. And we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person. So if you find that you're in deep poo-poo in your relationship, or don't know whether you should hang your kids over the bridge or to save them, or what to do with your job, or do you want to know who or what your next lover is all about? Should you stay in your relationship? Should I stay or should I go now? you know, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com, and you'll get to see the face behind the voice.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about too, baby. Now, what we were getting back to, what we were discussing, making these changes in your life for the year, the next year, is a very, very...
growth. It's a growth spurt.
Yeah, that's true. It is a growth spurt. But it takes a lot of confidence and a lot of self-control, because you are now leaving your comfort zone.
Well, it's about setting up a plan. It's important to set up a plan so that you have some kind of a structure, and that you just don't, well, I don't know where to go, or I don't know what to do, or I don't have the money.
Of course.
So you have to set all this up. So long as you're setting up a plan to your next step, then you're going to be fine. It's when you don't set up a plan at all, and you're just hoping that the hand of God comes down, or that you win the lottery, which, speaking of, which I played yesterday. Which,
do you know I did win?
How much did you win?
$85.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
Yes.
Very good. How many numbers did you hit?
I don't know. Richie did it.
Oh, really?
Hey, I'll never know.
All right. I got to check it out to see if I won. I didn't even check out my numbers yet.
And you know what? It's not only having a plan, it's being able to leave your comfort zone where you're at and start following that plan.
Yes.
So it does take a lot of effort on your part. So, you know, you got to really make that commitment. Once you make that commitment and you're ready to make that commitment, don't look back.
Right. If you're going to do something, you got to do it all out. If you do half-ass effort, you're going to get half-ass results.
Right.
If you're going to do something, you got to put your whole heart into it. Just don't do it partially or kind of, sort of.
Right.
You know, and don't put yourself as a victim to society or a victim to corporate America. You know, if you don't like the way things are going, then you need to start to take control and maybe start your own business.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask friends and family who might have connections to help you get to your next step. You know, it also would be a good idea to maybe talk to a therapist so that you can get from where you are to where you want to be, because it, a lot of times it takes an outside party to be able to open up your mind.
Yeah.
But it's also important to be with somebody. Just because they're registered as a therapist doesn't mean that they're the ones who can help you. You have to be able to have that chemistry with that therapist so that you feel comfortable with them to pour out your guts.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that you feel, because you're exposing yourself. You're allowing yourself to feel vulnerable.
Absolutely.
And then this person is able to help you get from one point to another. But to think that, oh, I don't need a therapist, or, oh, I can figure it out myself, or if I can't figure out my marriage, or if I can't figure out my life, then, you know, screw it. And it's like, no, that's not true. That's being very shallow, because a lot of times it does take somebody who has, you know, a broad mind and open mind. And I feel like it's more important to go with somebody who counsels from their heart and not somebody who's so damn clinical.
Yeah.
Where they just learned through book smart. So they got straight A's in Harvard and they're very clinical, or, you know, they put 2 + 2 together. But it's very important, I think, to be with somebody who is a very nurturing person and who's a very spiritual person,
yes.
Someone who's very open-minded,
yes.
And not just this clinical crap and by the book. And how do you feel about that? And how do you feel about
that? I can't take that.
That's like, drives me nuts.
Also, you want to find somebody who is going to give you some type of validation that you are on the right track. Because a good, holistic therapist will never say, well, how do you feel about that? No, they will listen to your problem. They will listen to what you want to do. And then they will say to you, does it feel right to you?
Uh-huh.
And then they'll validate what you're doing, because they know that if you have such a strong emotional feeling towards this, that they're going to validate that, yes, you're right. You're right. And that validation sometimes means everything to a person. Everything. Because now you have a little confidence behind you. You have a second person behind you. Especially if your family is totally against it. You know? Getting hit on all ends by the family.
One of the biggest problems that people do, I think, is share their problems with too many people.
That's true.
And what happens is that you're playing yourself out as a victim, because you're putting that energy out there. You're taking everybody else down. So if you can't afford a therapist, then hopefully you could pick out just one person in your life, whether it be family or friend, who could be that person just to listen to you. And so where you feel comfortable to be vulnerable and to cry and to laugh and to scream and to get angry, whatever, and just to, you know, share your thoughts.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, but don't go sharing all your negative news with everybody, because that's not healthy.
It doesn't only have to be negative news, because there are a lot of people who are jealous of your
I'm glad ambition. You said that. That's what I wanted to talk about, what I said before when we were off the air. I couldn't remember. Now I remembered. When you want to share your good news, right, you got really good news going for you. Do not share it with everybody. Not even your parents. If your parents are negative or always saying something bad or negative to you, only share your good news with good well wishers, people who are sincerely happy for you, people who are in your corner, people who support you, people who aren't going to judge you, and people who really care about you and love you unconditionally. Only share your good news with those people, because you don't want negativity to take your spirits down or to block you.
Right. And you do want, and after listening to so many people, then you know what? You're worse off than you were, because now you're confused.
Right.
So it's better to keep it to yourself and get somebody who's professional enough where you can get honest opinions and get validations for what you're doing.
And if you need a good laugh, you know, a lot of people, this is something unique, and I bet you haven't done this in a while, go to a comedy club. And just to go and watch comedians, you know, just talk silly stuff and to listen to comedians. And I do that every once in a while. And it's so much fun, especially when you go with another couple. It is so much fun just to listen to other people busting or talking about life. And it's just great. It's a great time, other than seeing a good comedy, but to see comedians. And that's great. Right now, let's see. Oh, shoot. We only have 3 minutes. So we do have somebody from Franklin Park, but we're not going to take her just yet. We're going to wait until we get back. Ali, I want you to hang on till after the commercial, because we're going to go to a commercial break in a couple of minutes. So, but in any case, like I was saying, as far as comedy and as far as, you know, upbeat music and keeping the energy up, it's very, very important for your mental state of mind. It helps you get a lot of work done, too, when you're in a very good state. If you're working at the home and you're lucky enough to work at the home, it would be great to burn candles. It would be great to play music that you love to listen to. It would be great to plant live plants in the room where you're working, so that you have that energy.
Absolutely.
You know, also, it's a fact that if you have white flowers, whether it be carnations or lilies or any white flowers, it soaks up negativity in the house, in the room or wherever. So when I feel overwhelmed, I display white flowers, white flowers.
Do you notice that they die very quickly?
No.
Because when you're bringing all your negativity out and they're absorbing them, I notice when I do that, their lifespan is not as long as if they were just there for ornamental purpose.
Yeah, well, they're taking the bullet for us.
Yeah.
They're sucking up the negative energy.
They are.
And that's nice. But it's also a known fact that when you speak to your flowers, they 100% live longer.
Yes.
You know, by giving them that kind of good energy. And I don't know if it's Reiki or just, what's that, the carbon that you breathe from talking to them, it helps them.
Well, there was a doctor that did prove it. I don't think we have enough time to get into that right now.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, listen up. We're going to be going to a commercial break. And then after we come back, we're going to be reading a really cool person from Franklin Park, New Jersey. Cool. So I think she's from New Jersey, but I know Franklin Park is. All right, everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's SHELLEY.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman, Jew with a clue.
And I'm a Jindian.
There you go, and she's a Jindian. All right, and right now, like as promised, we have Allie on the line. Hey, Allie, how are you?
Hi, Allie. Good, how are you?
Doing good.
Are you
at Franklin Park in New Jersey?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, all right, I got you down, sister. What's cooking?
I want to know what 216 is ahead for me in the love department.
Let me ask you a question. Did you just happen to get a dog, or do you have a dog, or did you have a dog that passed away recently?
A dog, you said?
Yes.
No, I don't have a dog.
Okay. I think that what I'm being shown is the angels are showing me that even though you might not want the responsibility, a dog is going to help you right now get through to certain things that are going to be coming up in your life. And I know that sounds crazy, but this is the God's honest truth.
What I'm getting is that you just have a major breakup?
Yeah,
because I'm seeing a major breakup. And what I'm getting is through this breakup, 2016 is going to actually be a very good year for you as far as love is concerned. Hold on a second. This fella who I see you being with is going to be a little exploratory in the sex department.
He's not
going to be just conventional with
prudish
with the sex. He's going to be, you know, a little more out there, and it's going to happen probably about in the middle of the year of 2016, probably getting into the summer months. And
don't let that frighten you away, though.
Right.
Okay.
What was that?
I said okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But what you just went through, what might have seemed to be like a very, very difficult time, it actually turned out to be the best thing for you. And you're going to see that you're going to have a lot in common with this other fella, and you're going to be like two peas in a pod. And you're going to be like a teenager again, and you're going to keep on telling people, I don't even feel like I'm my age. You know, it's like this this relationship that I see you being in, you're really going to be very, very happy. And it's going to be like June or July is when you meet this fella. But I see it being a very, very affectionate relationship also.
I noticed that he has a lot of integrity, this man that's going to be with you. But I think there's going to be some kind of transformations going on your part. I know you're going to have a lot of enthusiasm with him. You're going to have a lot of it, but don't put too much expectations on him, because I think that's what happened in your last relationship. You may not think that you put expectations on people, but sometimes your expectations, which you think are very little, turn out to be overwhelming for the other person. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so just calm it down with the expectations. Let it flow naturally. Have faith.
Yeah, the more easygoing you are, the better your relationship is going to be.
Yeah.
But I strongly see a very, very good relationship coming your way. Also, this fellow who you're going to be with, he's taking care of somebody. I believe it's probably his mother.
He has a tremendous amount of integrity.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Hold on a second.
And I want you to know something. I want you to know that your birth dates are close together, and I also need you to have patience, because you may want this to escalate really quickly, but unfortunately, I think he's going to take his time on it, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It's just going to be a matter of you having a little bit more patience than you're used to.
And don't feel very needy, like you need somebody right away to fulfill that void. Allow yourself to enjoy your own self, your own time with your own friends. And just know that it's going to happen when you meet this fella. It's going to be like a serendipity type of event. And if I'm not mistaken, this fella likes to play golf also.
Now, Reliance. I think that you're a pretty outgoing person. I think that you like to take care of yourself. I think that you're set in your ways. But I also feel like as though this gentleman, is going to ask you for a lot of reliance. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, he's going to expect you to rely on him a little bit more than normal, almost like an old-fashioned relationship. So you have to make sure that you're up to the game. But when all of that happens, there's a lot of love that you're going to receive from that, a lot. Just remember that patience. And believe me, I hear it twice. You need to have that patience.
And don't think about going back to your old relationship or relationships that you've had before, because that's not what I'm seeing for you. Otherwise, you're going to regret it.
And don't...
You'll take back your power if you do not go back, and don't be emotionally codependent. Just feel comfortable where spirit is leading you, where life is leading you right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the life will get through there. And I'm, like I said, I think that your birthdays are very close, either the same month or the same day, possibly the same year. But I think that your birthdays have an issue. Now, you know what else I wanted to tell you? I want you never to give up your personality. And if you have to work that hard at something like that, it's not worth it. I never want you to like lose who you are. Do you understand? And I feel as though in relationships in the past, people have been wanting to change you. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Like, in other words, if you don't like something, they want you to like it. Or if you don't like to do something, or you don't want to do something, they would make you do it. Or not like make you do it in a bad way, but you would have to concede into what they wanted more than you conceded in your own wishes and thoughts.
Allie, are you around horses? Are you around horses?
No, not at all.
Okay. I just want you to know that this fella is very much so into horses. And there's something about horses that's connected with this fella, because I strongly hear the sound of horses. Or he's into the painting of horses, or he used to ride horses. But horses was very much so a part of him. And he has an Italian look to him also. So.
And he might be the one that has the dog. Now, you haven't had a dog recently?
No, never did.
Okay. Are you thinking of getting a dog? Has that crossed your mind?
No.
Okay. Then this is from him.
Then this is going to be from him.
Yeah. He's the one that has the dog.
But just feel very comfortable knowing that you are going to be in another relationship, and just know that it's going to happen. Like I said, come the middle of the year, June, July, I feel. And like I said, the chemistry, the dynamics is going to be very, very good.
Absolutely. Just keep that faith. Do not lose your faith. And I'm feeling as though you're kind of like almost empty in the faith department. And I don't mean a faith from God. I mean, like, you know, faith that you can get on, you can move on in your life in this aspect.
Just enjoy your own time. Just enjoy your time for now. Don't feel like a lack of, and just know that it's going to happen, but it's going to be serendipity. You're just going to be at the right place at the right time.
Correct.
Where you meet each other, and it's just going to happen very quickly. So
very enthusiastic too. It's going to be like lots and lots of fun always.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Good luck.
What excites me is that a lot of time, and I've been getting a lot of this, people have been saying, Artie, you know, because I've been getting calls from people who I've read for 2-3 years ago and said, Artie, you predicted this, you said this, you said that. I don't remember what I tell people. And it's just so exciting that, like, when they're telling me the story, I'm going, I don't even connect it to myself. I go like, wow, that was really cool. Wow, I wish I could do that. You know, I was coming from me, but it's like, wow, that was amazing.
You know, people don't understand that, you know, one of the gifts that God gives us to do this type of work is that he gives us the absolute answers to all of your questions, but then he makes us forget so that we don't collect any of any kind of energy that we don't belong to. So even though we will read you and we'll tell you the absolute truth, we are not going to hold on to or remember even what we've told you in the past. So please don't take that as us not caring or it wasn't important enough. That's just the gift that God gives us so that we can be clear for the next reading.
I was just talking to a friend today. Today I had a lunch with a dear friend, Dolores, who's also a very gifted medium and psychic. And we were just talking about how it's just pretty amazing that things that we say where people could, experience later on in life. And like I said, it's just, even though it comes from us, we're very humbled that that it actually exists, that we can actually predict something that's going to happen before it happens. And a lot of times people will go, no. Can't relate. I can't see it. All right. Well, we'll see. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold. And then there are times where answers are right in front of their face and they still can't appreciate it.
Right.
You know, they still can't appreciate the fact. I was doing a reading for this one girl just not too long ago. And
But
I think we have to go for a break now. Wow, that was quick.
Yes, we do. All right, we'll be right back, guys.
All right. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hey, Brian, do me a favor. Play that song out.
Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I've got someone waiting for me. When I see her, I know that you'll say, hey, 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 it's a beautiful day.
Welcome back, everybody. And that's a great, great, great way to we only have a few more minutes with the show. And what a great way to uplift those kind of songs. I love those songs. That's why I love the 60s and 70s songs.
I know.
You can't beat that. Uh-huh. No, you can't beat that.
Did you ever hear the monster music? I call it monster music from recent, like, what do you call that music? Oh gosh, I forgot what they call it. And my son was into it too, and Tracy Bluff.
I have no clue.
Vanessa. They scream like that, and they growl, and it's all about negativity and morbidness, and what do they call that?
Grunge.
Not grunge. I was at the tip of my tongue.
Well, anyway, until she thinks about it, I love the 60s and 70s music to me is the ultimate best. They don't make those songs like that anymore. They take the songs of today. A lot of people take the songs of the yesteryears and redo it in their version and stuff like that. And there's not too many songs of today that has long-term longevity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have certain people who have certain dynamite songs, but it's only for their voice or it's only for that band. Not too many people could replay it. That's, you know, and I love it when there are like at times a radio station will play the one hit wonders of bands who've had number one hits. And they only have that one hit, and yet they play a string of them.
Right.
And I love listening to the one hit wonders.
Yeah. No.
And because they're such wonderful songs from the yesteryears. She got the hiccoughs. What are you gonna do?
It's called heavy metal.
Yeah, I've never been into that.
It scared me the first time I heard it. God rest his soul, my son played it. It was like, rah, 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 rah. I says, Michael, get that monster music off. Right away, I had a bad vibe. Caught a really bad vibe from it. I felt as though it was negative. Uh-huh. Very I couldn't even make out the words. But to me, it gave me such a negative feeling. I asked him not to play it.
Yeah, next week I'm going to give the audience the CD that I just got from the girl who does my massages. And it's a relaxation tape.
Yeah.
And it has like beautiful serenity, classical music with the sound of the ocean simultaneously. And oh my God, I'm in such a la la land. I mean, nothing makes me happier. She just bought it for me the other day. And I just got it yesterday and I played it for the first time today. And I listened to it on the way coming here. And I was just so, so happy. Oh my God.
Do you know who else you're going to love? Enya.
Oh, I love her. Yeah.
And Johnny.
Yes. Yes. No, I know. I know them, and they have some really, really good songs. I saw Johnny in person way back when, back in the days when he dated Linda Evans.
Remember? That little peewee?
No, she's not little peewee. That's the blonde.
It's him.
Oh, well, no, he's not little, is he?
Yeah.
He's not little. Yeah. He's, I don't know. He's incredibly talented. Yeah. That's all I know.
I think he's Greek.
Yeah, I think so. But he doesn't. I feel like I think if I'm not mistaken, the reason why their relationship didn't last because he was the one that was always on the road. And she was a big time onto that show Dallas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I think that's what was her show that made her big time.
Absolutely.
And all. So you want to talk about risking it all to have it all. And I don't know if I've said this in my previous show. But Victoria Principal, right? That's her name? Victoria Principal?
Yes.
That beautiful brunette girl, again, from I think Dallas or whatever. She was to be in her sister's wedding party as the bridesmaid, and she had an audition for Dallas on the same day. So talk about risking it all. And she ended up not being in her sister's wedding party. Just so she could audition for Dallas. However, she got the part and then literally changed her life forever and made her a national superstar. But, you know, how many people would be able to put their butts out on the line like that? That's
in such a momentous occasion.
Right. So it's like, how bad do you want something? And unfortunately, we got to wrap up right now.
Really?
So from my mouth to God's ears, everybody, may God bless all of you who are listening with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Don't ever give up your faith. Always believe in the angels.
Oh, yes.
And just keep your faith positive, okay? Don't become codependent. Believe in yourself. Believe in God. And I'm telling you, things are going to work out. Let it, as the Jamaicans would say, let it go, man.
Let it go, man.
Until next week.
We want to wish you a very happy and a healthy new year coming up. And think out of the box, everybody.
That's right. Take care, everybody. Happy New Year.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. Podcast on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyofAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.